Karamihan po ng travel insurance plans ay nag-o-offer ng karagdagan na benefits that can enhance your overall travel experience. These benefits might include coverage for lost or stolen items, car rental protection, travel concierge services, and even reimbursement for activities or excursions canceled due to bad weather. Fernando, and I'm from Ramfer Financials. Kamusta po kayo mga ka-RFF? I hope everyone's keeping safe and well. Madalas ba kayong bumiyahe? Naririnig nyo na ba ang travel insurance? Minsan ako po mismo napapatanong kung kailangan ba talaga ito, lalo na kung meron ka namang sapat na life insurance. At tulad ko po, travel insurance is typically not a priority for most Filipinos when planning for a trip. We usually po kasi consider getting only when the airline offers it with flights or when it's required for certain visa applications. Then, napapaisip po tayo, ano nga ba yung travel insurance for flights? Is it really necessary or is it just an unnecessary expense? Sa totoo lang po, some travelers may need it more than the others. Para po makatulong to decide whether to get this type of insurance or not, it is best to understand how travel insurance works. And so to start, let us know the definition of travel insurance first. Ang travel insurance ay isang klase ng non-life insurance na nagbibigay ng protection against unforeseen inconveniences and mishaps during a trip. Based on the scope and limitations of your policy, a travel insurance can reimburse you for money that you've lost due to unexpected circumstances during your trip. May ilan pang mga insurance companies na pumapayag ng cashless settlements. At para lalo po nating maintindihan ito, here are 5 important things that you need to know when you talk about travel insurance. Number 1. What does travel insurance cover? Ang isa sa una nating kailangan malaman pagdating po sa usaping travel insurance ay ang pag-iintindi ng coverage and benefits nito. Travel insurance typically includes coverage for trip cancellation or interruption, medical emergencies, lost luggage, and travel delays. Ngunit, mahalaga din na basahin natin ng mabuti ang policy to know the specific coverage limits and any exclusions that may apply. Tandaan nyo po, different insurance plans offer varying levels of coverages as well. So, it's crucial to pick the one that suits your needs. So, ano ba typically ang sakop sa coverage ng isang travel insurance? Depending on your insurer and package, a travel insurance policy may cover the following. Number 1. Medical expenses. One of the key benefits of travel insurance is emergency assistance and medical evacuations. In the event of a medical emergency, habang po ikaw ay bumabiyahe, ang pagkakaroon ng insurance that covers emergency medical expenses and medical evacuations can be a lifesaver. Imagine being in a remote location and needing immediate medical attention. A travel insurance can ensure that you receive the necessary care and transportation without burdening you with substantial expenses. Kung ikaw ay na-injure or nagkasakit habang ikaw ay nasa biyahe, your travel insurance will cover pertinent costs such as hospital expenses or doctor fees. The next important point to consider is your pre-existing medical conditions. Karamihan po sa mga travel insurance plans ay mayroong mga exclusions for pre-existing conditions or may require you to get additional coverages. Mahalaga na i-disclose mo ang anumang mga pre-existing conditions mo or seek policies that provide coverage for them. Dahil failing to do so may result in denied claims or limited coverage for medical expenses related to your condition. Isa pang kinocover ng ibang travel insurance ay ang mga tinatawag po na personal accident. Incidents resulting in death or permanent disablement are usually being covered by travel insurance. insurance. At meron din pong coverage pa for personal belongings. Alam niyo ba na ang travel insurance may cover loss, damage, or stolen belongings during your trip? Isa pang magandang kinocover ng travel insurance ay ang mga trip cancellations, postponement, and interruption. Life sometimes throws us unexpected curveballs, ika nga. And you may need to cancel or cut shorter trip due to unforeseen circumstances such as illness, injury, or a family emergency. With trip cancellation and interruption coverage, pwede kang makatanggap ng reimbursement for non-refundable expenses katulad na lamang ng flights, accommodations, and tour packages. Ngayon, kung ang biyahe mo naman ay biglang na-cancel or na-postpone, your insurer will reimburse the amount equivalent to your non-refundable expenses. The insurer may also offer 24/7 hotline services should you encounter any inconvenience or problems that is covered by your insurance plan. There are also additional benefits being offered by insurance providers. Karamihan po ng travel insurance plans ay nag-o-offer ng karagdagan na benefits that can enhance your overall travel experience. These benefits might include coverage for lost or stolen items, car rental protection, travel concierge services, and even reimbursement for activities or excursions canceled due to bad weather. So, make sure po to explore all the perks and additional benefits being offered by different insurance providers to find the one that aligns with your travel needs. And so moving on, the next one is number 2, which is, how much does travel insurance cost nga ba? Ito ay ang kadalasang tinatanong po sa amin. But what many don't know is that travel insurance is surprisingly affordable. Dito nga po sa Pinas, the premium starts between 300 pesos to about 1,000 pesos. Ang final price po ay magdidepende sa dami ng inyong mga inclusions, your destination country, the length of your stay. Next question, what is travel insurance for nga ba? Para saan nga ba talaga ang travel insurance kung itatanong natin? Is travel insurance mandatory in the Philippines? Ang sagot ay not anymore. International tourists are no longer required to present travel insurance when entering the country. Ika nga, getting a travel insurance is highly encouraged but not mandated. Maliban sa insurance coverage, travelers usually get this type of insurance to travel with peace of mind. Generally, it's a good idea to get your travel insurance bago ka pumasok sa isang bansa. So, you can reimburse even non-refundable travel expenses. At para mas ma-appreciate pa po natin, here are different situations where buying travel insurance is a must. Number 1. If you don't have life or health insurance, travel insurance is advisable for travelers who have no life or health insurance coverages. Lalong-lalo naman kailangan mo kumuha nito kung meron kang mga dependents. Even if the odds of illness or death while traveling are very low, you'd want to have protection for when you need funds to cover your medical expenses until you return home. Number 2, international trips. Mas mainam na meron kang travel insurance each time you travel abroad. Although you may already have a life or health insurance policy, your medical expenses might not be covered kung ikaw ay ma-hospital overseas. Remember, only a few life insurance policies in the Philippines cover hospitalization and medical treatments abroad. Ang medical costs sa ibang bansa can be too expensive. Tandaan ninyo, you can't always tell if you will have enough cash in these countries' currencies pa for out-of-pocket medical expenses. Number 3, Schengen visa applications. Ang mga Filipinos na nagta-travel papuntang Europa are required to buy a travel insurance policy before applying for a Schengen visa. Travel insurance for a Schengen visa in the Philippines should cover the entire period of stay in all member states of the Schengen area, regardless po yan of the purpose of visit, katulad na lamang ng tourism, business, education, at iba pa. With a coverage of at least 30,000 euros or approximately 1.8 million pesos. Pera po ito sa mga medical emergencies, hospitalization, and repatriation in case po of death. Also, the insurance policy should come from an accredited Shenzhen-compliant insurance company in the Philippines. Number 4, expensive trips with prepaid and non-refundable expenses. Ang mga prepaid and non-refundable travel expenses, katulad na lamang ng airline tickets, tours, accommodations mo ba, cost higher than what you're willing to lose? Are you worried about losing money kung biglaang ang airline mo ay magkansela ng inyong trip? If so, you should get insurance before you leave so that you'll be reimbursed for your travel-related bookings in case po your trip is canceled. As a rule of thumb, subukan mong tignan muna ang bigger picture at suriin mo if the benefits you can claim when the need arises are worth more than the cost you'll shell out kung kukuha ka ng travel insurance. Moving on to our list, the next one is number 4. How do you apply for a travel insurance naman? Simple lang pong kumuha ng travel insurance. First is research insurance providers. Look for companies that offer comprehensive coverages for medical expenses, trip cancellations, lost baggages, and other unforeseen circumstances. And then, compare nyo po yung coverage and the prices. Consider factors like the duration of coverage, limits, deductibles, and exclusions. At pag nakapili ka na, bilhin mo na ito. Most insurance providers in the Philippines offer online purchasing options. Visit the websites of your shortlisted providers and complete the necessary information to buy the insurance plan. Tandaan ninyo na dapat po ay accurate ang ibibigay ninyong personal details to ensure proper coverage. Pagkatapos po nito, intayin nyo lamang ang acknowledgement from the provider para po mabayaran nyo na, then wait for the confirmation or policy, then keep copies of the policy documents. Okay lang na i-print ninyo ito at itago, pero for practical reasons, lalo na these days, consider storing digital copies on your mobile devices or email for easy access nyo din even while you're on travel. And so this leads us to the last but not the least important thing to consider, which is number 5, who offers travel insurance in the Philippines nga ba? If you're not sure where to get travel insurance in the Philippines, check out some on the list of reliable travel insurance providers in the Philippines. Kapag interesado ka na, please feel free to send us a message at info@rampver.com upang matulungan namin kayo. Ang ilan sa mga magagandang providers na nakakapag-offer ng travel insurance ay ang Standard Insurance, Malayan Insurance, AXA, and Pacific Cross. As we always say, ang lahat naman po ng produkto ay lagi naman pong may pluses at minuses. Ang importante lamang po ay we always do our due diligence when choosing your travel insurance. Huwag lang kayo basta-basta magdedesisyon based on the cheapest premium. Compare, ask questions, and remember to read the fine prints. Kung kailangan nyong magpatulong intindihin ang mga produktong nire-review ninyo, huwag po kayong mag-aatubiling sumulat sa amin gamit po ang email na info@rampver.com. And of course, we will be glad to assist you. In the end, many of us learn the importance of insurance the hard way. That is, when it's already too late. Lagi po sana nating tatandaan that we buy insurance not for what it is, but for what it can do for us in the future. Mahirap pong bilhin ng peace of mind. But if you have the opportunity to, go and do it. Siguraduhin nyo pong huwag nyong papalampasin ito. So there you have it. Sana po ay may natutunan kayo sa simpleng video na ito. If you have friends or relatives who might be interested of these contents, I hope you can share this with them. And for those who haven't pa din po, please do subscribe to our TikTok and YouTube channels Ramfer Financial, so we can be with you in your investing journey. And before we end, just wanted to share with you as well ang bago po naming goal dito sa aming channel, which is to be able to hit 200,000 subscribers by end of the year. Kasi para po sa amin, the more the subscribers, the more people also that we could help. Kaya pakiusap na lang din po na pakishare ang channel namin sa mga kapamilya at kakilala ninyo. Again, this has been June Fernando saying thank you so much for watching, for your continued support, and we'll see you in the next video. Stay safe and God bless.